this week's parsha talks about all kinds of things, a lot of things. There's two parshas, tremendous amount of mitzvahs, after Rav HaKamoicho. It says that you do this mitzvah, also you will chai b'hem, it gives you eternal life. So Chabad Chaim points out that it says the tzaddikim get their tzchar olam haba, the rishonim get their tzchar olam haza. So it doesn't make sense. Why? Because the reason why tzaddikim don't get tzchar olam haza is because olam haza is nothing in respect to the value that a tzchar was supposed to get from a mitzvah. Every mitzvah is eternal. So olam haza, you can't, like giving somebody that did a job for $1 million and give him a penny. So if that's the case, so why is it by the rishonim? It's the other way around. The rishonim, they did mitzvahs, so let's get the mitzvahs in olam haza also. So he answers that with a moshav, that a person went to, was offered some forged documents, $100 of forged documents. So he wanted to sell it for $100. They told him, sure, you can't sell $100 of forged dollar bill for the same price as a dollar bill. They're not worth the same price as a dollar bill, because if in those days the shtaros had the signature of the king on it, if it had the proper signature, it's worth something. If not, worth nothing. So you take a big risk by getting forged stuff. You may get caught. So it's really not worth anything. So he says it's a moshav also. The person doing his mitzvah is because he thought about what life is all about, and he realizes the most important thing in life is to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are the mitzvahs. He does that, then El Chanani says that Hashem signs on every mitzvah. You're doing Ratzon Hashem. You're doing Teres Hashem, Tfilas Hashem. That's a document that has the signature. But a person that's a Rasha, you know, he does the mitzvahs, he's not really too good because of the Ratzon Hashem. It works out for him, he gets some kovod out of it, some power out of it, something else out of it. But it doesn't have the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shtoret Mizuyofim. And maybe that type of thing, but still, some level or something, that's the Olam Hazeh Dikas Chai, not the Olam Hazeh. So, Akroponim, like I was saying, is classic in our appreciation of the fact that we have a special connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and mitzvahs, take advantage of them. Mitzvahs, Benon Lamokin, Nimdatayra, Tfila, Benon Chaveira, all the different wonderful opportunities we have. Do it to Simcha, Faith Leibov, and Yitz Hashem, Zeicha, to get tremendous power in Olam Hazeh.